It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with off-season updates and next season guesses. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. He is Lyle.
He is Kevin.
And we are actually in the same room tonight, which is kind of cool. It doesn't happen a lot in the off season.
It's horrifying.
For both of us, actually.
Horrid.
Usually, since we figured out how to do it, Lyle at his house, me at my house.
It's more convenient.
A little more convenient.
And way better on my eyes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hang out at the house, not have to stare at you.
Maybe you got a mirror there that you have to look at, which is probably worse for you.
I just don't look in it. Yeah.
That's probably the best.
That's why
look.
I'm so unkempt.
Unkempt? Unshowered?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of disgusting.
Dirty. Just say that.
We have four episodes between... Yeah, I'm just ignoring you at this point. We have four episodes between now and the official start of our preseason, which is in mid-July when we start doing weekly shows. So what we decided to do, and we're going to do tonight, starting tonight actually, is player by player, team by team, kind of rating these, not rating necessarily, but talking about just these players.
A little bit, you know, hey, look out for this dude, avoid that guy.
Right. We're going to start off with the Easts today.
Yeah. AFC and NFC.
AFC and NFC East team. So we're going to do that later. We're also going to talk about the rules changes for the 2017 season. They're good. Some of them are great. I dig them.
Mm.
Some of them?
Not a fan.
Really?
I don't like changing the game that much, man.
Have you heard what the rules
yes,
are?
Yes, I have. Yeah. We'll talk about them individually.
Oh, all right. We'll do that.
You know, there are some that I'm not going to be a fan of.
Some of them I'm not going to be a fan
okay.
of either.
All right.
But
so
some of them.
We're on the same
some
page.
Of them will you stop knocking into the table?
Well,
the
things aren't where they usually are.
Okay.
So usually I can get a little closer. Somebody was sitting in my seat, Goldilocks.
Wasn't me.
Well, somebody was.
Were you the baby bear?
I mean, you know, probably. No, I'm Papa Bear, dog.
No, shit.
Starting off strong, guys.
I didn't actually pronounce the T, so
that's
I'm good.
True.
I did
true.
It like...
You were the dude on The Wire.
Clay Davis. Colin Kaepernick met with the Seahawks, not expected to sign immediately. This was...
Do you agree that he's being shunned by the NFL?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, dude. Guys can commit crimes and still get signed by teams.
Yeah, here's my theory.
If they can play.
Yeah, here's my theory. Not a good quarterback.
That's the thing.
He's, yeah, if he had Tom Brady skills, this would not... Nobody would talk about it.
Right. Joe Mixon, in a restaurant, 3 years ago... Mm-hmm. Knocked a woman out.
Yeah.
Caused facial damage. He was a first or second round pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Vick murdered dogs. Social pariah. There were riots.
What was it? What was the guy's
protests.
Name? The receiver who actually
Rake Ruth?
No, well, he's not playing, but
I know.
He did a driving his car, hit a drunk guy one morning in Miami.
Oh, who was that?
Was that Stallworth? Dude.
It was Dante Stallworth. That's who it was. Yeah.
And he played football the next year.
Yeah.
So you can be that type of guy, right? And still play if you've got the skills. Cap just doesn't have it.
Yeah, I don't even think he's a good backup quarterback. And this is not talking about his political views, which I happen to agree with, by the way. If you have, not his views specifically, but...
But his right to have his
own
views.
If you have a view and you feel like you have a platform to express those views, you absolutely should...
Like us with this show.
Yeah, you should exercise your right to, you know, use that platform to, put forth those views, right?
I think the Beastie Boys said it best back in the 80s. You have to fight.
For your right.
To party.
Yeah.
And that's what Colin Kaepernick did.
He did.
But, you know, the thing is, I think he's looking to be able to compete for a starting job, and I don't think he is that anymore.
He's not.
Or maybe he will be again,
well,
but
he's one
with
of those
his,
weird
with his
cases
injuries, et cetera.
Yeah, he's one of those weird cases in the NFL where... People couldn't figure him out at first, so he was killing them.
Right.
And then they went, oh, this is how we scheme against him.
Right.
And then he didn't adapt, so he just became totally predictable, and it was really easy to play against him. So, you know, he had a little bit, a moderate amount of success, that playoff run with the 49ers
way
back in the day.
Went to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But at the same time, he's not good enough to continually...
I heard
be a contributor.
Right. I heard it put this way. his skill set is different than pretty much any quarterbacks in the league.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're going to have him as your backup, okay, he doesn't have the skill set of the guy in front of him.
The guy in front of him, right.
You're not going to change your entire offense because your backup is in.
Right.
But he can't sit in the pocket and throw short passes right. and do that sort of thing.
Right.
So all of a sudden, it's, you know, I have to change my entire offense because Tebow's in now.
Right.
Okay, I have to change my entire offense because Kaepernick is in now.
Similar situation.
Right. So
not as bad as Tebow.
No.
Yeah.
You know, Colin can actually hit the open man occasionally.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah. And he's like Tebow, though. He's a hell of an athlete.
He is.
Yeah.
So,
no bones about it.
The fact that he is not a good fit for most systems and he's going to bring protests, it's just not worth it.
Really? Are people protesting Kaepernick?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because he's not standing for the national anthem?
In 2017, people are protesting everything.
I'm right. Fair enough. Let's not get political, pal.
Well, I'm not. They're just people will. There will be somebody out there, you know, holding up a sign about something.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm surprised I don't have one in front of my house right now because you're here.
There is.
I see.
There's a guy.
Rod Streeter.
He's Asian.
Has signed with... What? Yeah, he's my next across the street neighbor.
Oh, okay. I thought he was protesting. My bad. Is that racist?
Maybe, yeah.
Did I assume he was protesting me? Okay.
Well, yeah, I live in a diverse neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Whatever. So Rod Streeter has signed with the Bills. Yes.
And nobody cares.
And
okay.
So Jerron Brown limited in OTAs. OTAs have started, which is pretty
man.
Cool.
Exciting.
So we are now officially halfway through the offseason. So it's all the upswing. How's that beer, by the way?
It's interesting. Chocolatey.
Is it?
It tastes like chocolate. Yeah.
That's been in my refrigerator for a while. Mojo sent that to us. Mojo it may be it. More than a year ago.
It's very chocolatey.
It's the Maharaja.
You want to taste it?
No.
Just a taste.
No.
Okay.
Two reasons. Number one, it's got carbohydrates, and I'm off of those. Number two, your lips were on that
a
bottle.
A swallow will not hurt you.
That's what they all say, dude.
Okay. So it's the first swallow that gets you when you're, you know, just choking it down?
That's...
Then you become addicted to D's in your mouth?
You're disgusting.
That's not disgusting.
Andrew Hawkins
really?
Signs with the Patriots.
It was not very PC of you, Kevin, to say that was disgusting. So I'm just saying.
Andrew Hawkins signs with the Patriots. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's exciting. Of course you don't.
It's kind of not, actually. You know, with all the talent that the Patriots have brought in.
Yeah, but you know that dude's going to have a game.
If he makes the squad.
Well, that's true, too.
You got Hogan, right? Uh-huh. You got Malcolm Mitchell. Uh-huh. You got Edelman. You got Amendola. Now you got the dude from New Orleans, Brandon Cooks. You know, I'm not sure if this dude makes the team. He makes the field, except for, you know, kickoffs and such.
Yeah, but the way they throw the ball around, though, he'll totally have a couple play packages where he's in.
Yeah.
100%.
If he makes the team.
If he makes the
no
squad.
Doubt.
100%.
Yeah. 100. Let's see. Mike Williams not participating in OTAs. Don't care about that. Oh, this is good. Matt Jones not attending OTAs because here's the thing. Chances are he's not going to be with the team, which, of course, would be the Redskins.
That's shocking.
You know they're going to cut him loose at some point.
Maybe.
Christian Hackenberg is impressing the Jets staff. They like the way he, quote, looked.
Okay.
That's right. Trevor Siemian, of course, working out with the first-team offense in the Broncos OTAs. I'm not sure what to read in that. Probably nothing. Paxton Lynch, of course, last year's first-round draft pick for the Bronx.
A little bit weird.
People were thinking maybe he was going to compete, and maybe he will. It's day one of OTAs. What the hell? Mm-hmm. Jamal Charles could return to training camp for the Broncos. Coach Vance Joseph told the media that the timetable for JC with his knee to return to football is probably training camp. Good for him.
Nice.
You remember last year in our Dynasty League, I traded for Kevin White?
I do.
Because I thought, you know what? This dude is just out of his mind. He's good.
I agree with you.
And guess what? He's sidelined at OTAs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I just blew that trade.
No. I mean, let's wait and see. We don't know yet. Right?
So he's coming into his third year. You know how much football the dude's played? Zero. No football in 2 years.
Still, to
speak of.
A burner, a receiver. You don't lose those skills. It's not like he's a quarterback.
True.
Right? So, All you have to do is, like, you know, run straight and catch a football. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I'm a little disenchanted.
Wide receiver.
With Kevin
White. I feel you. Yeah. I feel you.
A little bit. Yeah. Jared Goff is finding the new offense easier to learn. It's kind of cool. Sean McVay's offense a little easier than
basically, I don't believe anything that you're saying in these news articles right now.
Here's one that's absolutely true. Rob Gronkowski signed a new deal with the Patriots.
Okay, there we go.
He was set to earn $5.25 million this coming year. Now he can make up to $10.75 million.
Should we talk about what a genius Aaron Hernandez is?
You know, you could, because, you know, probably most people haven't looked at this way.
Yeah, he kind of is, man.
And you're kind of a twisted bastard. And I mean that in a good way.
It's really sad.
All right, so lay it out.
Okay.
Here's the Lyle Conkeel way of seeing things.
He did the right thing. Okay, no doubt. I have no doubt in my mind that he's a murderer. Right? He committed murder. He you know, was convicted. He belonged in prison. But Massachusetts has a strange law. I don't know where it is in every other state, but this is the law in Massachusetts. If you still have appeals pending and you die, your conviction is vacated.
Yes.
So with his conviction vacated, he's an innocent man. And as an innocent man, he's owed a lot of money.
Yeah.
So his family gets that money. So he killed himself, and there's evidence that he actually spoke to another inmate about this about 2 weeks prior to his suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's true or not. It's just a report. But, you know, I guess it was about a month after he committed suicide, the courts vacated his conviction.
I don't think it was that long.
It might have been like 2 weeks, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out, no matter what a POS he was, he did the right thing by his family and screwed over the Patriots and probably the NFL a little bit. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that with each year of service, you get a certain amount of pension, et cetera.
Yeah, but the NFL should have done the right thing anyway. It's not his kid's fault, what he did.
Yeah, right? I know.
You know, he was owed a little bit of money, signed a contract, like whatever. I'm not saying they should be like super wealthy, but they're victims too, and people forget that, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
because they are
an argument could be made that, you know, if you start paying off anybody who has their hand out, then, you know,
totally agree. But he didn't have his hand out. He put in work, man. He sold jerseys. He won games.
He killed a couple of dudes.
That's the the crappy part about it. But the little kid didn't do anything, right? So anyway. Regardless of what you think, legally wise, the dude was pretty smart, apparently.
Yeah, I think that once he was found not guilty of the other thing, then the door was wide open for that to...
Well, it was pretty obvious that's what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What are you going to do?
All right, that takes real balls.
Bulls. So the NFL voted on some rule changes for 2017.
By the way. What? Oh, sorry. You already said...
No, I said she.
Whatever.
See, now I have to beep that.
Sorry, beep it.
1328. So I got to beep that now.
Okay. Beep it.
I'm going
to. Oh, wait. Do you have to beep when I say the F word?
Yeah. All right. So there's some. I'll tell you what. I'll just put it up and we'll put the explicit tag on it. And,
no, don't do that. You have to beep it.
No, I'm not going to now. One, I'll beep. If you're going to keep doing it for the entire show.
Come on, man. I'm not going to do it the whole show, but you cannot blame me for doing that. That was funny.
I can blame you.
No.
Because you suck.
That was a little funny.
All right, so rule changes that passed. Here we go. And this was actually one I liked. The league is planning on loosening the restrictions on celebration.
I like that one.
So, you know.
Yep. But we can't go back. See, so this is the one that I got a little bit weird about, because we can't go back to the Super Bowl shuffle, man.
Well, I'm not real sure what they're going to do.
We can't have everybody in the end zone and everybody there and they're dabbing, like, you know, like.
Well, from what I understand, you can use a football as a prop.
Okay.
You can go to the ground.
Okay.
I don't know that you can dunk over the crossbar anymore, but.
Shut up! That's a Hall of Famer's hallmark celebration. You cannot take that away from them.
Well, if Tony Gonzalez wants to come back and do that, he probably can. But, you know, guys from the future. See, the whole thing is the reason they outlawed it was because it somebody did that once and it knocked the thing loose and the game had to stop. The whole thing. So anyway, so this will be good. I don't know what the actual ramifications are going to be.
The people have a little fun.
And honestly, I don't think it should be a penalization of yards. It should just be, you excessively celebrate and you go beyond the boundaries of the rule. They get a fine letter on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's not a flag.
Right. Don't throw a flag on that.
Yeah. Don't 15 yards and like change the game or whatever.
Right. All right. Yeah, so here's
agreed.
This. Teams are going to be allowed to bring back two players from injured reserve.
I like that
this
one
too.
Yep. Like that one too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think there should be more slots.
Well, I think they should raise the 53 to the 56 or even more. If you're going to have a Thursday game, you need to have more guys out there because of those issues.
Just in case. Right.
So this is a little bit weird. So the NFL has approved a change to just one roster cut down. That has always been that you have 90-man roster in camp to start.
Uh-huh.
You cut down to 75 prior to the last preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before, you cut down from 75 to 53 before, I guess, the 2 days after the final preseason game. So you get one last look at the last set of guys. Now, no more 75 cut down. It's going to be 90 to 53.
Ugh.
Boom.
It's brutal, but I do like it in the fact that it gives people a little bit more time to show why they belong on the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gives them, a couple more games, a lot of practices.
Well, because there's no cut down from 90 to 75, that means the week 4 preseason game is going to be chock full.
It's huge.
Of guys who are not going to make the team.
Huge, pal.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what that's
going to
do.
I'm okay with that, man. Looks good.
All right, so this is one you probably don't like. The overtime period is now 10 minutes instead of 15.
Yeah, kill me.
Well, see, the reason they say is, that extra 5 minutes, player safety, blah, blah, blah. And the reason they want to cut it down is so players who have an overtime game on Sunday night or scheduled to play Thursday, they may be a little too worn out. Well, here's the thing. Just stop scheduling Thursday games other than Thanksgiving.
Here's the other thing. 5 minutes is not helping them.
Yeah. It's not going to make a difference.
Yeah. Dying of fire. It's not going to matter.
The only reason somebody should have a Thursday game is if they had a bye week the Sunday before.
Sure. I get it. Like they had an early Sunday or like whatever, but they should never have a Monday to Thursday. That should never happen.
Yeah. So
schedule them right.
There's ways to do it. You know what? Make it an 18-week schedule, but every team gets two byes. So you want to have Thursday
there
games,
you
can work that out.
There you go.
You get an extra week of the season.
Stop
for
sending
revenue.
People to London.
And Barcelona. Anyway.
Barcelona, pal.
So a couple of things that don't really matter too much. The league has loosened the standard for general manager interviews, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. The waiver for the Los Angeles Super Bowl. Did you hear about this one?
I did.
Super Bowl is supposed to be played in L.A., I don't know, 2020, something like that.
2020.
But because of the wet season, they couldn't get started. Weird to have L.A. have a rainy season after the drought. But they couldn't start developing the property. So they're going to be a year behind. And the NFL rule, stadium has to be open for 2 seasons before they host the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So they're not going to waive it. They're just going to move the Super Bowl to Tampa and give L.A. a later Super Bowl.
Tampa gets so many Super Bowls. That's a terrible, terrible town.
You know what town is great for Super Bowls?
What?
New Orleans.
New Orleans was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I also heard that Indianapolis had a good Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, because, it's a nice town.
Makes sense.
So
I don't know why they don't do it up north anymore, man.
What do you mean, like in domes and such?
Like wherever.
Oh, I think Minnesota's going to
have
one.
Give me some snow. Well, why can't we have snow?
Well, they've always had Super Bowls, except for the Giants one, which actually turned out to be a nice day.
It did.
Yeah. So, I'd love to
see
the Super Bowl.
They did one in the Meadowlands, though.
They did. They won. And it worked out okay.
It did.
So, I'd like to see it come to Philly. That's cool. Because Philadelphia showed in the draft that it's a good football town.
It's a football town.
It is a football town. Baseball, hockey. Hockey, pretty hefty.
Pretty
up there.
Big. Baseball, too.
Basketball.
People love the Phils.
Yeah.
And the Sixers.
But Eagles.
But the Eagles are the Yeah, that's where it's at, dude.
You might be sitting at a Phillies game. You're going to definitely look around and see some Eagles jerseys there.
Absolutely.
That's a guarantee. Yeah. One other thing, another rule change that was being talked about was teams would maybe be allowed to negotiate with coaches who are still in the playoffs. They've tabled that when they're going to talk about it later.
I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I think if you want that guy, you wait until he's done with the season. Yep.
Yeah, you let him do his job.
Absolutely. So, there you
go. All right. Can we get on with this? We're a half hour in.
Yeah, okay. Or
20 minutes anyway.
Well, yeah, 20 minutes. It's all good. All right. So, what we have here is we have the Easts. AFC East first. I gave Lyle first pick.
I did.
And I got it. You took a couple of pretty easy gets there.
I don't think it was easy.
The Jets will be pretty easy. Nobody's worth playing.
I don't think the Jets were that easy.
No? Okay.
So first, you mentioned Christian Hackenberg, right?
Right.
Blaze is his middle name.
Is it really his middle name?
It is. It's Christian Blaze.
Christian Blaze Hackenberg?
Hackenberg, yeah.
Wow.
How awesome is that? Obviously, we're not playing him, but he could be the future of the franchise. And God knows they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right, of the future. So... kind of looking up, but you got Bilal Powell.
So are you going to call him a guy who's going to be...
Never. No. Not this year. So Dynasty, sure.
So he's in a void. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But pick him up in a Dynasty based on what he does. Again, let me preface everything that we're going to say in this podcast with this. It is May. We know exactly nothing about what the NFL season is going to look like week one. And by the way, week one, we'll be wrong about a lot of stuff then too.
Yeah, everybody will be. That's the whole thing.
So, because there's just so many unknowns. But let's just, have a little fun and talk about some of these players.
That's what we're doing.
And Hackenberg is a guy in a Dynasty League, sure, you would pick up. You mentioned him. I love him. From what I'm reading about him, he's amazing. 6'5",
good throwing motion. He's got the...
He's got everything.
Yeah, he's got all
we'll
that.
We'll see. I'm excited to see the Jets come back.
Let's put it this way. He was a healthy scratch for most all games last year.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't even see him worthy of being the third quarterback.
Right.
You know.
But we know we got Bilal Powell.
You do?
Right. So, but he's, right now, his ADP is around the seventh round.
It's about right for him.
Yeah. Totally agree, but it's not exactly the stuff that gets you excited about fantasy.
No.
That seventh round running back.
He's definitely a role player. He's not a guy you can count on week to
week. So here's a guy who's going eighth, ninth, that I think is actually super undervalued.
Eighth,
Eric.
Ninth, first round?
Round.
Oh, eighth, ninth,
no, eighth,
round.
Ninth round.
Yeah, okay.
That's Eric Decker. I think he's super undervalued right now.
Well, I think that lack of value comes from the fact that you've got a guy who, is... going to be playing his first NFL football, throwing to him.
Yep. I got that. And then also coming off injury, like all that stuff. Same thing with Matty Forte. He's 95 years old.
He's got a Bill Al problem.
Right. You're looking at 10th, 11th round for him.
Really?
Yeah. 10th round, yeah.
Wow.
Roughly ADP, yeah. I mean, again, this is all super early, right? It's May.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Who knows? He'll probably settle. I would imagine he'll settle around 7. Depending on his play in the preseason, but we just don't know. He's trending at about the 37th running back taken. So that's way down the list. Then you got guys like Quincy Enunwa,
right?
Elijah McGuire, Adrius Stewart, who were all super speculative wide receivers. McGuire's a running back. Don't know anything about these guys. Except for Enunwa, we know that he can be fairly good as a flex spot, right? Probably not a reliable option given the offense, given the quarterback, given the situation. Right. Honestly, all these guys are in a void for me unless you're going to roll the dice on. And again, we tend to do this with running backs, like an Elijah McGuire, super late rounds. Sure, roll the dice on the 90th best running back, and just see what happens, right? Maybe he'll take off and be awesome. But until we have actual data, all these guys are probably avoids. Even Enunwa, who we know has fantasy value, but can also be poison.
And given the quarterback situation... He's one of those guys.
Probably
want to let somebody else take that chance.
Probably you do, yeah. In Dynasty League, though, Maybe
it depends on how deep your bench is.
Maybe
there.
Maybe you take a late flyer on him because the potential is there.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about, well, you know, Onunwa was one of those guys who, you know, last year you especially in daily, you know, you definitely wanted to play him.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Certainly, you know, cheap and productive.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of what you want out of your flex.
Completely concur.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at the Patriots. Actually,
Patriots.
There's a lot going on here.
You think?
A little bit. So, you know, the obvious guys are Brady and Gronk and Edelman and Cooks. Although I think Cooks is being ballyhooed a bit too much.
I disagree.
So we'll see what happens. There's only so many footballs to go around there. I think a lot of them are going to go his way, but we'll see. I mean, I think he's one of those people I call it an obvious contributor. He's going to be, you know, a top five round, you know, wide receiver to be sure.
Agreed.
The role players on the Patriots are a little harder to nail down, really. You know, Chris Hogan's a guy who had flashes of competence and relevance last year.
Indeed.
But they were few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys, maybe depending on the matchup and how hot he's been, you grab for DFS. Gillislee, he should be good, dude. He should be. He did well in Buffalo. He doesn't have Blunt in his way. And he should be the guy who starts. Should be. But at this point, without really knowing...
I don't know that there's a starting running back in...
That's also part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know? And I put James White as a guy to avoid because he had a great Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
but that was that matchup.
Yep.
There were games that White got in for two or three snaps. You know?
That's what they do in New England. And that's why they're successful.
Right. Who do you game plan against? Because you never know who you're going to get.
But Gillislee, you're right, though. He had... certainly several games in Buffalo where he was outstanding.
Yeah.
He should be the guy there.
He should be. But he should be when a guy trots out with the first offensive play of the game, it should be Gillislee. But we'll see.
I don't hate him as a roll of the dice candidate for my bench right now, though.
Yeah.
But he's certainly not a guy I would count on to start.
Well, his ADP right now is round seven.
Okay. And that makes sense.
Yeah. That might not be too bad now.
RB3.
Yeah. Flex.
I like it. And dude, easily could be an RB1.
Well, given the fact that you never know what his production is going to be week to week or his use even.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly a guy that, you know, in round seven, I think that's value.
Yeah, I do too. I agree.
Danny Amendola. He's one of those guys who's going to get two or three catches a game. One of them could be a TD. And if Edelman goes down, Amendola skyrockets, dude.
Yeah, he's an avoid for me though, buddy.
You know what? I had him on my avoiders list. But I put him down as a role player because there are games he's just not there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, I put him down as a round 17 type of guy.
You know,
you take a shot at him there.
I like
see
that.
What happens.
I just don't like, I don't like those guys that get, you know, 8 to 14 points a week, you know, on my bench. I would much rather just have a high upside guy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, Amendola is, you know, the cagey 32-year-old vet now
right.
or something.
He's that
so
dude,
there's probably guys you could grab that are, you know, probably take Malcolm Mitchell over Danny Amendola at this point. The guys who I'd avoid on the Patriots, really, Burkhead, and I put him there now because I don't really know what to expect out of him. I've heard things, you know, from...
Sexy Rexy.
From writers that, you know, he's the heir apparent to Edelman's slot position because he has really good hands.
Okay.
You know, so, okay, that might be fine, but Edelman's still there. So what's his role now?
Yeah.
His ADP is about round 13. So, you know, maybe you grab him there because at that point you're just rolling dice anyway.
Yeah, again, he's just one of those guys that doesn't have a super high upside. That's going to, he'll get you some points every week. You know, you're looking at 6, 6, 6, 14.
Right,
you
30.
Know, stuff like that. Right, yeah. Kind of like that, but not, I agree, Kevin, not the guy that's going to be the dude that blows up all of a sudden.
Now, that could all change.
Maybe.
But in May, I'm going to avoid him if my draft was now. Can you imagine drafting now?
Oh, God, kill me. We should do a
mock draft?
No, we should do an actual league where you have to draft a day after the NFL draft.
I mean,
that would be really interesting.
Let's do it.
Yeah. That would be so interesting.
You can have 25 on your roster.
Sure.
But you have to pare it down just like the.
Right. Yeah.
Let's do it.
That would be really fun. We should do that next year.
I'm in.
All right.
We'll get some. We know we can find some guys to be
I'm
in
sure
it.
I'm sure that everybody listening is going, I'd do that.
Yeah, let's do it. $100 pet buy in.
And you no waiver moves until after week 4 or something.
Well, you can't have 25 guys on your roster, so you'd have to cut them down.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I put James White on the avoid list as well. His ADP right now is 14.
Makes sense.
And you know what? He had a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, makes
Loved
sense,
it.
Though.
But
yeah,
you know,
but
what?
He's not a fantasy guy.
If he was the guy, they wouldn't have brought Gillislee and Rex Burkhead in. You know,
he's a spot start. He's a situational guy. We know this about him. It's been throughout his career. He's been healthy scratches so many times.
Guys have to be hurt before he's relevant.
Yeah.
Andrew Hawkins, who they just signed, is also on the avoid list. I mean, if you can get him for round 17 for something, I don't know. But I put him on here because I read that he was picked up. The sneaky guys you can grab that may fly under the radar a little bit, especially this time of year. I put Malcolm Mitchell on there because he doesn't even have an ADP at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking around 15 Love through
him.
17.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
I mean, through the course of the year last year, his targets increased a bit. It was never to the point of Edelman, of course, but you know he did play his role. Dwayne Allen taking the role of Bennett. You know, people, I think he's not going to fall under the radar too much. His ADP right now is 14. I think he's probably going to be maybe a 10 or 11 tight end by the time the real drafts come around.
All right.
And dude, here's a guy whose ADP right now is 11, and if I could get him in round 11, I'm on him all day, and that's Deion Lewis.
Whoa.
If I can get Deion Lewis in round 11... And he can, I don't know, stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
The guy's a madman.
He is.
So, you know, he's under the radar in May. Who knows if he's healthy in camp, if he remains healthy through a couple of preseason games. You know, he's not going to sleep, you know, if he stays healthy, he's not going to sleep until draft day. But we'll see. I mean, in May, he's a sneaky get.
Agreed. Let's talk about them Dolphins.
Them fish, man.
Dude, I'm psyched about this because I think this team actually has an opportunity to finish second in the division.
maybe grab a wild card.
Right. Yeah. Obviously behind the Patriots. Yeah. First of all, J-E-E is...
He's the only guy in the league whose first name is also in his last name.
Wow. Is that true?
I saw that on the
That's
NFL.
Funny.
I saw that on the top 100 players.
That's funny. Right now, he's going outside of the first round, which I think is super value. I really do. I think this guy is a first round talent. It's funny to me that he's going to middle to the last of the second round. Guy ran for 200 yards in back-to-back games.
Yeah, obviously they're committed to giving the dude the rock.
Yeah,
so.
He's crushing it right now. Barring injury, I expect him to be a top five running back. I really do. Which, if you listen to this show, we find super valuable. Everybody else on my obvious list is not going to surprise everybody. Jarvis Landry, 100% PPR monster.
Right.
Nobody's questioning that. Devontae Parker, I really, really like. He's a middle round talent that I think that you're going to get a lot of value out of. He's going to be your wide receiver three or your flex in a lot of situations, particularly PPR, but not necessarily that. Dude, Julius Thomas, F off.
Yeah.
You kidding me? He's a 17th tight end going right now.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When was the last time Julius Thomas was a valuable, relevant tight end in fantasy?
That would be in Denver.
Who was his offensive coordinator in Denver?
I don't remember the dude's name, but
Gase,
he's in
Adam
yeah,
Gase.
Yeah, yeah. He's yeah.
He's so now he's the head coach in Miami.
Miami. Yeah, yeah. So that's super valuable. I honestly think Thomas is going to be a monster this year. I mean, look at his physical stats, and of course, but look at his career. Yeah, he went to Jacksonville. Yeah, Jacksonville. Sucks, but guess what?
Yeah,
now he's in a different situation. I think Tannehill is going to be a lot better.
Second year under Gase, yeah.
And honestly, Tannehill, I think, is getting a lot of downplay, which I think is unfortunate because remember 2 years ago he was the number 10 fantasy
he
quarterback.
Was. What's his ADP right now?
Tannehill.
Let me check.
So
that.
It's 236, which I think is 19 round. So,
14.
Divided by 12. Yeah.
So fantasy 14. Football calculator. He's
okay.
at
14. Okay.
He's at 14.
So, according to my stats, which is a different, like a combined ranking.
Dude, I'd love Tannehill in the 14th.
Yeah. He's just outside of the good quarterbacks, right? So, here's the thing.
Well,
and again, this is what we always talk about. You draft a guy like Tannehill in the 14th round, you're going to get at least, you know, middle round value out of a quarterback, which could end up being, you know, top 10.
Well, dude, 100%. just looking at this ADP, 100%. would you take Marcus Mariota in the 9th?
No.
Right. It's a little too early for him. Would you take Phillip Rivers in the 9th?
Yes.
Yeah. With all those receivers they have now? Good God. Eli Manning in the 10th.
Man, Eli burned me too many times.
Carson Palmer in the 13th.
I like that.
Andy Dalton in the 12th.
I like it.
See, these guys who are going to reach out for Aaron Rodgers in the 2nd round are going to be losing points every week.
Totally agree.
Yeah, we'll get to that more as we get closer. Anyway, talking about the magic
formula. Forget about those damn quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We got Kenny Stills, too, who you and I, Kevin, have had a love, hate relationship with, right? I mean, the guy will blow up week one, and then week two, and then week three, and then does nothing for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy. He's on my avoid list right now. Cannot advise that you would touch him. Two people I want to talk about a little bit, though, in case J-E-E does not pan out. Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams, man, are guys that belong on rosters, at least initially, going into the season. Again, don't draft a kicker and pick up one of these dudes, just in case something happens late in camp or...
Maybe they get cut and picked up by the Browns.
Right. Drake could very easily be the starting running back for the Miami Dolphins. You might have never heard of him. He's a badass. But the point is, these are the kind of guys, they don't have anybody else. Right. So if Jacko's down, right, these two guys are it for the Miami Dolphin running game. And I we don't believe in handcuffs, right? I don't like drafting people that are going to get 10 carries a week, but I do like drafting people that are going to get zero carries a week. If the dude goes down, now they get all of them, right? So I like checking those at the very beginning of the season because it's easily droppable.
Yeah.
We all know we're going to drop 5 to 7 players on our team, you know, throughout the course of the year.
That's a heartbreak story.
It is. It's true.
Well, here's the thing. A guy in our league, Greg.
Yeah.
I used to work for, actually. Dude picked up, 2 years ago, picked up David Johnson. In the 13th round.
Yeah, man.
And dumped him. And then they signed Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Right. So then.
Dumped him.
So then it was, who was the starter down there that year?
Well known.
Yeah. Good player. Anyway.
He Emmett may even, Smith. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So even he was like third on the depth chart. Dude dropped him.
Yeah.
Somebody else picked him up like 2 weeks later. Like he got in and scored a touchdown. Somebody grabbed him.
Yeah.
So now that guy who the team was actually giving away to another dude. So that guy has David Johnson for his entire career in our
Pretty
league.
Pretty much.
Because it's a keeper. You can keep one guy. It costs you a round ahead of the previous year.
Yeah.
So getting in the 13th, he has him for 10 years.
Pretty much. Which is just
ridiculous.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Drake and Williams, I think you should pay attention to. Just give them a look.
Drake over Williams for me, really.
100%. Yeah, 100% agreed. But either one of them, I mean, we saw what happened in Kansas City, right? We had Shark, then we had Spencer Ware when
Jamal.
Jamal Charles went down.
Right, it's May.
So it does happen, right, where both of them can become fantasy relevant. So.
Yeah.
And running backs are such a premium, so.
Especially middle end of the year. So last team on this list for the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills, and this is actually pretty easy.
Shady
McCoy really is the only obvious contributor.
Hashtag
there.
Out.
Pretty much, he's a round one running back, of course. He says he feels better now this year
should
than
be.
He ever has.
Yeah, yada, yada. Yeah.
Role players, Sammy Watkins should be an obvious contributor. I don't know what his deal is. He has
can't
injury issues. You know,
yeah, can't stay healthy.
But when he's healthy and playing, the dude's a beast.
He's amazing. Yeah.
He's an absolute beast.
Yeah, he's another AJ Green.
Right.
Yeah, he really is.
Big,
yeah.
fast, yeah. You know, strong, yeah. all those things.
Yeah.
Healthy, but even with the issues he has, he's a third round receiver.
100%.
Right now.
100.
Right. So it's a bit of a dice roll.
Mm-hmm.
But I put Tyrod Taylor in as a role player as well. I don't know that I would pick him, but dude, he's a round 11 right now, ADP.
I like that. So that's the kind of value I like out of a quarterback. Like right. maybe he'll be something. You know, I don't know. I always end up in these situations when I'm drafting where I'm like, the quarterbacks right now really aren't that good in round 6. So I'm like, all right, F it. I'll grab a tight end.
Right.
And then in round 7, I'm like, oh, they're still gross. I'll grab another wide receiver. And then in round 8, I'm like, dude, can I keep going like this? But they all suck. It's like I'm looking at Eli. I'm like,
Yeah, right.
You know, so then you know, I end up
I
in a spot.
I can wait for 3 rounds right. to get Eli.
So then I end up in a spot where I have to pick Tyrod Taylor or Eli or, like, you know, somebody else.
Don't worry, man. You'll be able to get Wentz this year, 10 or 11.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Alshon, homie.
Right.
And LeGarrette Blount.
There's a couple. I didn't put any avoiders here because really most of the team for the Bills are avoid at this point. But Zay Jones, their wide receiver yeah. they just drafted.
Yep.
Dude, his ADP is 14.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll take Zay Jones in the 14th round.
It's rare for a rookie. Right,
but
it's
step been up,
it's
yeah.
been increasingly common though,
more common recently
for one or two to show up every season, and who knows, maybe it's him,
maybe. And you know, I put Rod Streeter on the sneaky gets list as well, and for one reason, he didn't do anything in Frisco last year, and didn't do much the year before that in Oakland, but he did have a relevant season, like a flex wide receiver season or a wide receiver 3
year
season.
Before that. Yeah.
So in Oakland, the right offense, yeah. dude's got skills.
He does.
So, you know.
All these people have skills, dude.
Right. So, round 16 or 17.
Sure.
That dude's a guy, a flyer with high upside who's yeah. shown that he can play in the league.
You got to draft somebody, and this is my point from earlier, right? You got to pick up somebody. Pick up somebody with some high upside. If you read some good news out of camp, sure, keep them. If not, you know, pick up that other guy. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you may find yourself burned like Greg did.
But honestly, after round 7 or 8, you don't want to pick up moderate contributors, right, Kevin? This is something we talk about a lot.
Yeah.
You don't want to pick up a guy who you know is going to play in the slot and get, you know, 8 to 14 points a week.
Unless his name is Larry Fitzgerald and he's in the slot.
Well, that's different. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to get that guy who's going to, yeah, I could start him in my flex, maybe. No. Forget that guy. You can find that guy on the waiver wire throughout the season. There's going to be a lot of them.
Right.
What you want to do is roll the dice on young players or players in new situations that might explode.
Right. Go for Mike Williams in San Diego.
Absolutely. Yeah. You Mike know? Floyd in Minnesota, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. To roll those dice and say, maybe this will get crazy and he'll have, you know, 25 touchdowns or,
right.
you know, something ridiculous. Sure.
Right.
You won't hit often. But again, it's like playing the lottery, man.
When you do,
yeah,
you'll be happy.
It's pretty amazing.
Now the bad news is none of
you don't play.
None of those running backs are going to be available that late. Dalvin Cook is going to be a first 5-round player.
100%. There will be a running back though. They will come out of nowhere.
Oh yeah,
and be amazing.
And it could be Drake.
It might be.
Could be Kenyon Drake.
It might be Kenyon Drake. I like Kenyon Drake a lot. We're talking a lot about Kenyon Drake. I don't want to talk about Kenyon Drake a lot.
It's too damn late now.
I'm not trying to hype Kenyon Drake. Damian Williams is pretty good too. I mean, I think you know. But anyway,
Drake.
Honestly, Giants. Let's go.
Wait a minute. So that's the AFC East.
That's the AFC East. Let's go to the AFC East.
Let's go to the NFC.
All right, the Giants.
Let's go to the Giants.
Okay, I picked the Giants. This one's pretty easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you might want to draft this dude if you have the opportunity, named Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, I think so. He's all right.
He's okay. And a lot of people sleeping on him, but there's a guy named Brandon Marshall there, too.
I don't think anybody's sleeping on him.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
They got good wide receivers there, man. You mention him all the time. Paul Perkins, I think, is a solid get, right? Little bit late rounder. I like his value right now. And then you got Sterling Shepard, like way back, which I think is sick value as well.
Right.
Again, another one of those guys that I think can explode onto the scene. We saw him do it last year. What, he caught 3 touchdowns, games in a row. Yeah, he's going to be a good wide receiver.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, did the Giants draft a running back this year? They drafted Wayne Gallman out of Clemson.
They got Gallman
in the 4th round.
Right. who I have listed here as next to last, right behind or right in front of Shane Vereen, who I think is a total avoid. So anyway, honestly, I think the most exciting, you have Eli there. Please don't draft him. You'll be disappointed.
I don't know though. If you got Marshall and OBJ,
still, they had all those people last year too.
So. Well, the problem was the line. So if they didn't get linemen,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I think one of the really exciting picks here is Evan Engram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'3", 235, just gigantic tight end.
Arguably the best tight end in the draft. It was between him, O.J. Howard, and Njoke. Or
yeah, this could be literally, this could be another Gronk, another...
Bavaro.
Whoever. Bavaro.
Or for the Giants.
I was going to go Jimmy Graham.
Jeremy Shockey.
I was going to say Jimmy Graham, but sure, Jeremy Shockey. Sure. Yeah.
Another
one of those guys. And Eli likes his tight ends, man. So I think that Engram is worth a you know, mid to late round, 12, 13, 14.
Where's he going
just
now?
Just roll the dice. He's at 174. So you're looking at 14 right now, 14 and a half. I like that.
Yeah, 13, 14. That's probably all right.
I like that. So I really like him as sort of the, and again, man, I can't tell you how much, how many games I won and how much money I won.
From Antonio Gates.
From Antonio Gates drafting him in the 11th round in one of our leagues.
But it didn't hurt. You also had LT.
I did have LT too. Yeah, I had LaDainian Tomlinson. But still.
Yeah, Lyle was a huge Chargers fan that year.
I was, man. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of.
I like San Diego, but then they moved. Yeah.
Another LA. It's weird.
Yeah, it's a little.
I didn't mind when the Rams went back to LA because it seemed like there was LA's right with the
like,
world then.
LA's like New York. You're like F you. You know, you're all fancy with your art and your gangs.
And your beach, you know, and your warm weather
good
all the
weather.
Time.
Good weather.
Beautiful women.
You know, San Diego was less pretentious. Somehow.
But anyway. Actually, the weather's perfect in San Diego.
It is. I know. Anyway, so I really like Engram. I think that that's a good value to get. Gallman, you talked about.
A little bit.
He's, again, one of those guys. Listen.
One of those guys.
Everybody, listen to me. Giants running backs have had a really bad track record for the past decade or so. Since Tiki Barber, maybe?
And Brandon Jacobs, yeah.
Was Jacobs that good?
Well, he was better than the guys they've had.
He's not a number one. He maybe was a flex guy.
Right.
Not a, you know. So take it with a grain of salt. But
Giants are 29th last year in rushing.
This is a guy who is a dynamic running back. They drafted him early for a reason. He's worth a get.
Fourth round, is that early?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's early.
It's middle rounds.
Okay. They drafted him middle for a reason.
Well, he's a downhill north-south type dude.
Right.
You know, they haven't had one of those really since Jacobs.
Perkins is the guy. Obviously, here, Kevin has talked about his late-season success many times on this podcast. So I think it's really unlikely that he becomes that Gallman becomes some sort of a viable weekly starter. However, running backs are such a premium in the league, he needs to be drafted.
He does.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you get into a spot where you're like, draft him. Just roll the dice, see what happens.
And unless you have to because of, you know, the commissioner putting in you have to have a legal roster from the beginning.
Right.
Which is BS, by the way.
Yeah, F them.
You have to have a legal roster game one, first day, but not right after the draft.
Get your kicker.
Don't draft a defense. Don't draft a kicker.
Yep.
Draft guys who you can watch play.
Yep.
You know, though we draft, you know, days before opening day.
We try to, yeah.
We do. And that's best.
Yeah.
In all of our leagues, actually, except for the league we're talking about for, you know, April.
I know.
Anyway.
We should do that. That would be so fun.
Oh,
and then no roster changes.
Until
after week one.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be so amazing. How fun would that be?
I'm in. I want to do it.
Yeah.
All right. So you done with the gents?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I mean, Shane Vereen avoid.
You were done.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the Redskins and the Eagles. Which one do you want to do now?
Oh, let's do them. Let's do them birds last.
All right, so you got Kirk Cousins, right?
Ew.
You know, oddly, well, I know, but oddly enough, you know, for some reason,
he's pretty good.
The Giants don't want to, the Redskins don't want to give him a contract. They want to take him year to year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they think they're going to find that's going to do better than he. I don't know. Maybe somebody will come along. Maybe they just don't mind paying him, you know, that big 1 year contract. You know,
I just think they were undecided about him, and they thought maybe they looked at the college ranks.
Dude, they were undecided about him before last year, and they did the same thing this year.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They made a big mistake in drafting RG3, so they want to make sure that they get the guy this time.
Right. Well, they drafted RG3 and then Kirk Cousins a couple rounds later.
Here's my thing. A couple $1 million here and there, not a big deal to a franchise.
Yeah.
A big contract for 5 years, huge deal for a franchise. So it makes sense what they're doing. They're taking baby steps. They see what we see, which is potential,
right,
but not that extra step, not that extra edge. Right?
Right.
And we don't see that out of Kurt either. Like, he's a second tier, third tier guy.
He's a round eight, so he's certainly, you know, back from the top guys.
Certainly not top, right.
Right, he's probably back end of the second tier, maybe, beginning of the third tier.
Maybe. I mean, dude puts up numbers.
He does.
Yeah.
But he's a consistent contributor, so I would call him that.
Sure.
Dude, I put Terrell Pryor in the same situation. I'm not sure he's going to actually do better than he did in Cleveland last year.
They better use him.
But the quarterback's better. The system is more in place, you know. I don't know about coaching, but I think Pryor is going to be, the defense lets you know who the number one receiver is, but he's going to walk in the door being the top receiver after Jordan Reed, of course. But I think he's going to get plenty of targets.
He should.
He should. His ADP right now is 5. I think that's going to go up.
Yeah, thing is, dude, the Redskins, bad teams in general, have a habit of making really good talent that come in look really bad.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, come on.
Dan Snyder.
And dude, Cleveland has a habit of making really bad people
look worse.
Well, okay. But look good. What I was going to say is look good.
Oh, you mean just coming into play?
Just because Cleveland's. No. Just because Cleveland's so bad. They get Brian Hoyer and, you know, Josh Gordon, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, these guys are amazing.
He threw it. He caught it. It's amazing.
Yeah. That 20-yard pass.
Ooh.
We don't see those.
Not
so
much.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of bums me out, but anyway.
So Jordan Reed, tight end there, is arguably, I mean, I would put him up there, you know, 1B to Gronk when he's healthy.
No.
Absolutely.
He's not in that category.
He's, you know, obviously Gronk sits on the top tier by himself.
Gronk's on the throne.
But Reed sits,
Jordan Reed's in the room.
He's in the room.
He's in the room.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely a guy, you know, who's going to go too early. His ADP now is 4.
100%.
No way I take Jordan Reed in the fourth. I'll take him in the sixth.
I'll take any tight end.
Take him in the sixth if he's there, but he won't be.
Before five rounds, I don't take it. Well, I don't know. If Gronk was there in the fourth, I'd probably take him. He won't be, though.
Right. He'll go in the first or the second. Too, which is, you know, he's unhealthy as hell. So
doesn't matter. Somebody will draft him in the first.
Yeah. Somebody will draft him first.
Maybe.
I've seen it.
Oh, Jesus. That can't happen. No.
All right. So Kirk Cousins, Terrell Pryor, Jordan Reed, I think are consistent contributors, you know, with the Redskins.
Agreed.
Rob Kelly, our running
Fat
back.
Rob.
Running back, round 5 now in his ADP. I don't know, dude. I think a sneaky player to grab for, you know, you're talking about after the 6th or 7th round, you grab one of those guys with high upside.
Got to be on a roster.
Samaje Perine.
Got to be, man.
His ADP is 11 now?
Show me a 14th rounder that's better than Rob Kelly or has more upside than Rob Kelly, and then I'll agree with you. But, you know, belongs on a roster, but
does.
I get you.
He does.
I get you. It's not likely.
But it's the best case scenario was Kelly and Perine in a committee.
Yep.
And I don't know, Jones probably won't be there, but he may be. If that's the case, then it gets even more convoluted. But
that's what it was last year.
Rob Kelly certainly, you know, draftable and you know, in a running back 3 or a flex to be sure. But I think Perine's going to find himself, on a lot of rosters, and by the end of the year, probably from all indications, being a guy who gets, you know, more carries than Kelly does. We'll see. Kelly had a good year last year
He did.
For stretches.
He did.
You know?
Yeah, he had some great games, man.
Not a whole lot.
A griggity grizzied.
Not a whole lot of consistency, but no. That pretty much describes the whole Redskins team.
Yeah, that was kind of the way they went.
And Jamison Crowder falls in that same category. Agreed. The guy had stretches of games where he was unsittable, actually. You had to have him in your Eagles, roster somewhere. Yeah, bastard. but, you know, toward the end of the season, there was some inconsistency. So certainly a guy that needs to be on a roster. I think round 7 for his ADP is just about right because I don't see him as a number one or number two.
No, he's outside that for me. He's one of those guys. So again, Kevin, agreed. That's probably where he is in terms of his fantasy production for the season. Mm-hmm. But he's one of those guys in my mind that I look at and go, yeah, he's not a guy I can 100% start every week.
Right.
He's going to get me 8 to 14 points. F you, I'd rather have somebody else in
round
7.
You say
that,
you actually don't have to give me the finger. Well, this isn't TV, dude.
Well, no, I didn't do that for the TV. I just was also reminding you that F you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was in addition to my comment.
So you just took that opportunity to flash the tall man.
Oh, dude, I do that all the time. I'm sorry, man. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Yeah. But there it is again.
I apologize.
Back at you. All right. So, I don't disagree with that.
You hear what I'm saying, though. I do. He's another one of those guys. He's actually the perfect example of one of those guys where I don't expect him to ever blow up.
Right.
Right? But I do expect him to contribute every week to a point where somebody's going to have them on their roster. And I would much rather roll the dice, even week to week.
Right.
Right? If I knew he was going to get me 10 points, I would still go, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice on this guy. He might get me 4.
Because his ceiling is way higher.
But his ceiling is 25.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So the guys to avoid for me are Vernon Davis.
I totally agree. And how did that happen?
I don't know, dude, but, you know.
Should have been a Hall of Famer in my mind.
Well.
He was crushing stuff.
He was real. I don't know about the Hall of Famer.
Until Cap.
Until Cap, that's
until
right.
Kaepernick.
When Alex Smith was in there.
He was killing it, he was one of the best tight ends in the league. It was him and Antonio Gates.
Yeah, Vernon was good.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and you know what? The thing is, when Reed goes out for a game due to injury, Reed's relevant.
When Reed goes out,
I'm sorry,
Reed's relevant?
When Reed goes out, Davis is relevant.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Brian Quick went to the Redskins this year. You know, he is on my avoid list as well.
Love him. Again, I think he's supremely talented, but you're right.
Yeah. Sneaky guys to pick up. Josh Doctson, who was a wide receiver they got last year, his ADP's 13 right now. If you can get him at round 13, he falls into the same category for me as Crowder does, just not as consistent last year. But, dude, loads
higher,
of talent.
Higher upside. Okay.
You know?
So that's a better category then.
Right. And you get him for cheaper, 6 rounds mm-hmm. cheaper. So, mm-hmm. you know, those two guys. Crowder may get you a few more points consistently, but to me, Doctson is, his ceiling is considerably higher.
100%.
But his floor is also considerably lower.
Sure.
And we mentioned Samaje Perine earlier. He's a guy who's
A-Ron.
You can get him round 11 now if your draft is today. Round 11.
Say it right. A-Ron.
A-Ron. And Dems be them Redskins.
Let's talk about them boys.
Oh, good God. You go ahead.
So there's a guy named Zeke Elliott.
Heard of him.
Yeah, I don't know. Arguably.
So he's a top 5 running back right now, right? As far as ADP goes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's
probably second.
Arguably you could put him in the number 1 spot. David Johnson obviously belongs there in my opinion right now, but
right. In a PPR I'd probably move Bell ahead of him too.
Maybe. Yeah. But Zeke's there. Right? He's in the conversation for
right.
the top.
And Zeke's probably not going to smoke weed and get kicked off the team for a few weeks.
Every day. So, yeah, right now his ADP is 2.
Yeah.
Behind David Johnson. I think he might be somebody you want to... Never mind. Okay. We also got a guy by the name of Dez Bryant.
He's all right. He says all right.
Yeah, so probably him. Dak Prescott. Prescott.
You know his name is Dakota.
I did not know that.
That's where he gets Dak. Yeah. All right. I think his middle name is Dakota. His first name is something
else. He's coming into this Russell Wilson role that's kind of bothering me a little bit. because I don't know how good he is fantasy-wise. Dude, brilliant performer. Obviously, last year.
Came out of nowhere.
Really good offensive line.
Was he a fourth rounder?
Game, good whatever. Tony Romo gets hurt. F you. You're a Cowboy. Die in a fire. All that stuff. Right. But from a fantasy perspective, he falls into this, and it's going to kill you, Kevin, but he falls into this category of the quarterback we want to target, right? So he's a middle round guy, right? Who is going to, you're talking about fifth, sixth, seventh round.
Probably, yeah.
Who's going to get a fair amount of rushing yards, a lot of touchdowns, not too many interceptions, right? A fair amount of yards, and he's not in the upper tier,
right,
of the quarterbacks.
ADP is around 7-8, something like that.
7-8? Right. Beautiful.
That's the guy you want.
Dak is, and we hate the Cowboys, guys. This is how much our loyalty to fantasy football goes against our loyalty to regular football. But here's the thing.
The old midnight,
this is the exact candidate that we talk about for quarterback, right? Especially his second year, people are going to be like, eh. Right? They're not going to pay attention to him. F off. This is the perfect guy.
The problem you're going to run into is getting him in the seventh or eighth round. There's just always a Cowboy fan in every draft who's going to grab him in the fourth.
Maybe. And that happens, you grab somebody else. But I'm just saying, right now, ADP is 7-8. And I'm loving what he did last year, and this year can only be better. Forget it. He's got the best running attack in the league.
Arguably. Well, with that line and that runner, yeah.
I don't know that you can, you can come much better than that. So, absolutely love him. And he also has one of the better tight ends in the league. And I know that
isn't
this guy,
like 1,000?
He's moving towards that avoid category, but still, he's in that contributor. Man, because he's Jason Witten, man.
I don't know, man. His ADP is really low.
It is. He's probably the 15th, 16th, 17th tight end on the list right now. But I tell you right now.
Actually, he's perfect. Round 13.
Okay. Yeah. Not beautiful.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the second tight end you take. If he happens to start doing stuff, guess what? You have a good tight end all of a sudden.
Yeah. If you can get Martellus Bennett in the 7th and then Witten in the 13th.
Damn right.
Woo-hoo.
You're beautiful. So the other few people I want to talk about are Cole Beasley, right, who's just woefully, just disrespectfully undervalued at this point.
Do you know that last year I did the Waiver Wire show every Tuesday morning.
Cole Beasley was on it?
He was on it. almost every week.
Yeah.
Just because he was, in Yahoo leagues, which was my reference point, he was available in like 65%+ of leagues every week. And he led the team in receptions.
Dude, he's the back end of the 15th right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cole Beasley. This guy can contribute every single week for you. Now, he's the opposite of what I was talking about in round 7, 8, 9. So if you can find a guy that you can plug into your flex in round 15 or 16,
yeah,
100% you should grab that dude. Now, let's make no mistake. Cole Beasley is never going to be the guy that puts up 30, 40 points, a week, and then next week 25, and then the week behind. He's not going to be a massive contributor.
Right.
But he will be a guy on your team that you can be like, it's a bye week or whatever. Let's just plug in Cole, right? He will be that dude for you. So I love that about him, and he is massively, and like I was saying, disrespectfully undervalued at this point.
And you know what? And when I played DraftKings last year, dude, I put him on my flex a lot.
One of my favorite.
Dude, just because he was cheap.
One of my favorite.
And he was catching passes, It's like, how can you not play this guy?
Yeah, man. Dez was out, though, a lot of the time, so it'll be interesting to see how that changes.
Yeah.
Next on the list is Darren McFadden. I will try not to laugh.
I don't think he'll be with the team come
Yeah, probably come training not. Camp. It's kind of sad, but he is still there now, and I guess fantasy relevant.
What is he, though? Was he fantasy relevant last year?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's...
He's in your avoid list, though, right?
Of course. Yeah. But perennially, the dude that's like, oh, so much potential. Because we've seen him run.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, when he's healthy, he's amazing. Dude, he looks like Barry Sanders.
Which
man.
Was, well, I don't know about that, but it was.
He does.
One year that he actually played 16 games.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he you know, had well over 1,000 yards and a number of touchdowns in Oakland.
Yeah. The only other person I will mention just super briefly is Ryan Switzer, the rookie. Again, who knows anything about anything coming into camp and if anybody would do it. But kid's got skills. So
he's a tight end, right?
He's a wide receiver.
Switzer. Okay.
So, you know, pay attention to him.
Jeez, where was that dude drafted?
He could, fifth, sixth? I don't know off the top of my head.
Round four.
Four, okay.
Out of North Carolina.
Yeah. So.
Says he's a Cole Beasley clone.
Whatever. I don't know what that means because Cole Beasley is not like any other wide receiver I've ever seen.
Dude's 5'8", 181. That's what they mean. That's exactly what they mean.
I have a different stat here.
What, for Ryan Switzer?
I have 5'10", 197.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, never mind. Oh. Like, whatever. But either way, young guy, you know. Maybe put a couple pounds and a couple inches on. Maybe. Can do damage. Report versus report. But, certainly not somebody you would like target highly, but you know, again, you don't draft a kicker. Maybe pick this guy up if you draft early, and watch.
Maybe Beasley blows a knee out,
and, right? You know? Yeah, and just see what happens. Yeah, 100%.
100%.
100.
So we finish with them birds.
Oh, them Eagles, y'all.
Yeah, this was actually kind of tough to do because, you know, trying to look at these guys with
it's not. You draft them all super high.
You do. You even draft Ryan Matthews in the first round because just maybe, you know.
100%.
Jokes, of course. So the consistent contributors, really, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey wasn't last year, and he had his issues with PEDs, et cetera, but you know,
now he's jacked.
He's healthy. Yeah, he's jacked now. He's healthy. You know, he's energized. He's basically on a contract year again.
Yep.
You know, so he's got all the makings of a wide receiver one. So, dude, I anticipate him being a guy who's going to contribute, and his ceiling is high. He can be in the 20s, you know, most weeks.
Super high.
I see that. Dude, I also have LeGarrette Blount in there.
Yeah, man. 18 TDs.
Yeah, even if he gets half of that.
1-8.
Right.
That's a lot of touchdowns. And the Eagles have lacked a power runner for a long time now.
So he gets inside the 10. He's going to do everything he can.
Shady scored how many? How many score when he set the record?
I don't know.
With the Eagles?
I don't know.
It was a lot. But he was not a power runner. Right? He's shifty. And I love Shady McCoy.
I still have his jersey up on my wall, dude.
I hate that they...
I also have Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson up there.
He, who shall not be named, traded him. But, you know...
Two guys who are now on the Dolphins. No, two guys who are now elsewhere. I think kills me.
Kiko is. Die in a fire. The point is... LeGarrette Blount still has some gas in the tank. So Kevin's right. Like... If it's half that, right? He scores 9 touchdowns. That's amazing output.
For million dollars.
For a running back and $3 million. Yeah, forget about it. Yeah, dude. That's crazy. Amazing.
So, you know, OTAs mean nothing in the final roster. But you know what,
dude? But.
He was a starter today in OTA. So, but what does that mean? It means that, you know, Darren Sproles didn't want to do it. Who knows? But I think LeGarrette Blount's going to get
play his role.
Oh, yeah. He will.
Right? And every time he touches the football, he's going to be hyper dangerous. Matthews will be able to stay healthy. You know?
Well, I don't know if they keep Matthews.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
but they might.
That would be shocking.
He's dangerous, dude, too.
Oh, yeah. If he's healthy. But, you know, it's the same thing with him in San Diego. He couldn't stay on the field. So.
Well,
when he was playing, even when DeMarco Murray was here, Murray would charge into the line, get tackled for a 2-yard loss. You put Matthews in, he'd run for 15.
Yeah.
Guy's got skills, but he's got issues. He's got injury problems, yada, yada. So he's coming back from issues now.
Don't be so harsh, Kevin.
Sorry, dude. Sorry, not sorry.
He's kind of amazing. Just saying.
Whatever.
Talented.
So anyway, so really Jeffrey and Blunt for me are the only guys you can count on to be, you know, contributors week to week.
LeGarrette Blount is probably one of the bargain running backs.
Oh God!
In the draft,
how
this year.
He was able?
Yeah.
And his dude, LeGarrette Blount's ADP right now is 5.
It's still a bargain.
Give me Blount at 5.
Yeah, still a bargain. He's probably 3rd, maybe 2nd round.
By the time
guy right now, assuming he's healthy,
yeah.
Forget about it, dude.
So guys who are role players for your fantasy team, I think Wentz is a ADP of 9 or 10 right now. I would want to get him as my second guy. I think he's going to be good.
Yep.
But I don't want to count. I don't want to hang my fantasy season on Wentz at this point.
Well, better wide receivers, less interceptions.
Better line. Lane Johnson hopefully can stay away from the Peds.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talks about how good Wentz did early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he had that dude on the right.
Yes.
Arguably the best right tackle in the league.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay.
There's a lot of guys. But
in
the
conversation,
he's in there.
Sure.
He's
top
in the
five.
Room, as you
top
say.
Top five, I would say.
So Darren Sproles, also a role player. He's a role player on the team. So, you know, he's a guy you pop in a flex. You know, you have to. He actually had more carries than any other running back in Philadelphia last year.
He did.
So I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And plus the dude's like, you know, 96 years old.
More importantly, though, he is the reason to select the Eagles running backs, defensive special teams. Like, he is the reason to do that.
I don't know, because you're talking about this kid, Donnell Pumphrey,
Doesn't matter. Those
things over.
Don't care.
So
it's Sproles.
So Sproles right now, round 13, to me, that's mad value.
It is.
You know, he
it
he,
is.
He doesn't have a lot of that, you know, dice roll upside that we've been talking about, but he's going to get his, to be sure. Jordan Matthews, supposed to go into the slot, excuse me, by the way.
Yeah.
Is a round 10 wide receiver. I see him as a role player as well. If he can hang on to the ball.
He cannot catch a football, so avoid.
I don't know. I think he'd be all right.
Dude. I love you. Can't do it.
You wouldn't take him in round 10?
No. Wouldn't touch him.
You're just.
He can't catch a football, man.
He's not Aguilar, dude.
No, he's worse.
He's not worse than Aguilar.
He is. He was starting and still couldn't catch a football. Aguilar was a spot dude.
He did markedly better last year than he did the year before.
Okay, fine, whatever. Right. He still can't catch a ball.
I put him into the role. I'm not going to put him into the avoid.
You're going to draft him?
10 maybe if he's there. I don't know.
It's we'll all see. Sean or bust for those wide receivers.
I was looking at Torrey Smith and not sure whether or not he'd be in the avoid category or not. He's a 14-round ADP right now.
Again, a high upside guy. I think that maybe you just park, and then week one, maybe you trade him in for whoever's the waiver wire hot candidate.
Or does nothing. Or maybe he is.
Maybe he is.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he's there for his
so
deep
I,
speed.
I will say this, 100%. Right? I 100%.
100%.
100% believe that at some point before week 8. He will be on that waiver wire show. We'll go, oh, Torrey Smith, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you pick him up because he had 114 yards and
two touchdowns. Right.
You know, that's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Except for when he was in Frisco.
Right. Well, nobody caught passes in
yeah,
Frisco.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So, but it just wouldn't shock me if he was on that show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Now, Wendell Smallwood, I wasn't real sure where to put him just because I'm not real sure how the running back load is going to break down. So you got LeGarrette Blount, you got Darren Sproles, right? You just got this kid, Donnell Pumphrey, who's, you know, ADP right now is not even close.
I've been reading like a lot 60. That Wendell's just out.
Right, so he's
Darren Sproles light. And they have Darren Sproles.
Well, you mean Pumphrey?
No.
Well, Smallwood's a little bit bigger than, considerably bigger than that.
No, not light, L-I-G-T. Or
oh.
L-I-G-H-T.
Same skill set.
Right. Yeah. But just not as experienced and
right.
as good.
So we'll see. I mean, you know, I would avoid him with an eye to maybe grab him off the waiver wire. You know, so I've seen, you know.
Sometimes the Sproles.
Yeah. Or if something happens to Blount.
Sure.
Because really, if they get rid of Matthews.
Right. You're any one of them.
Yeah. So, you know, I've saw, so quote-unquote experts talk about, what's the breakdown of running going to be? You know, obviously Blount's going to get most carries. Wendell Smallwood could get the second most. He could.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't see enough out of him last year to make me go, he's definitely a guy who can carry the load. Just can't.
Probably so, not the load, but I mean, dude, I think he'll be dynamic.
He'll be a spot player. I think he's maybe get 12 carries, 12 touches a game. We'll see.
I don't know about that.
There's right now five running backs on the roster. I think they'll probably carry four. That's a lot of touches that's got to be doled out to these guys.
We'll see. And again, this is the part that's the huge risk. That we'll probably sound like idiots in 4 months.
Well,
right, even before the season starts, and that's disregarding how much we sound like idiots, like on the regular.
Normal, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right. So looking at guys who may be something, I was mentioning Pumphrey. I mean, he's a guy
like him
who is literally Darren Sproles light and light. He's got the same skill set. He took mm-hmm. over. He broke a lot of Marshall Faulk's record at San Diego State. Yep. And he has the most total yards for a running back in some
100% of badass,
college dude. Football, whatever. 100% so, of badass. But he's tiny. He's like 5'7", you know, not nearly as jacked as Sproles.
Muggsy Bogues.
Something like that. Yeah, it's an old basketball player for you youngins.
Yeah.
And I also put on this list Mac Hollins. Now hear me out. He's like a around 16, around 17 Come guy. On. He's DGB.
You draft he's that Doyle, dude?
Round 16 or 17? Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Instead of a kicker or a defense? Yeah, why not?
You think he'll blow up?
No.
Okay.
I think that, you know, they got DGB last year so they could have that big receiver in the end zone. Uh-huh. He's that guy, but he can actually catch, whereas Dorial Green Beckham can't.
DGB could catch too.
Just
like a little bit, though.
Yeah, so you know, especially in a dynasty league, I think Hollins could be a guy you grab. He may be one of those guys that we talk about for a week or two over the course of the season for the waiver wire show. But you know, he's one of those guys who can blow up.
You never know.
It's freaking May, dude.
You never know, right? It's May. What about DGB though?
I don't know. I think that with the guys that they brought in, the guys that they drafted, because they get two wide receivers. They got Hollins and some other dude. Mm-hmm. I should probably know his name being an Eagles fan. They got Jeffrey. They got Torrey Smith. They have Matthews there. Don't know if they're going to give up on Aguilar at this point. There's a lot of wide receivers
They got to cut Aguilar.
You'd think. But he's in OTAs this week, so he's still on the team right now. He's in OTAs as well. Yeah, I watched those two guys go back to back in a drill. They went around the corner,
did they catch the football?
Short out. Aguilar caught his. DGB bounced off his hands. So, yeah.
Yeah, but still game time counts too. And DGB caught touchdowns and Aguilar bounced him off his face.
Aguilar caught that touchdown.
He caught
one touchdown. You remember that time?
Hey man, you remember that time Aguilar caught a touchdown?
Yeah, you remember that time he didn't catch a touchdown?
See, and this is what makes me sad, because Freddie Mitchell wasn't a great wide receiver. That dude caught a football. Jason Avant was not a great wide receiver, but he caught a football, man.
He did. Dude, Jason Avant was a stick mover.
Forget about it.
You know what? I love Freddie Mitchell for two things. First throwing on the belt.
Fourth and 15.
Fourth and 25.
Was it 25?
Right. And every time he called a football, he'd tap his wrist like it's about time you went to Freddie.
Yeah.
You know, now, of course, he did some nefarious S after he got out of the league.
He's doing time.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not a guy who makes good decisions, but, you know, he threw the belt on long before Aaron Rodgers did.
Guy can catch a football, man.
He could. We could have had Reggie Wayne, but we got Freddie Mitchell.
We could have. Jeez. You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
But DGB, I think, is a hell of an athlete, man.
He's a hell of an athlete.
He's like Terrell Owens light.
Yeah, but Terrell has shared drops too.
That's true, but he was also just
by the way, Terrell Owens. Yeah. He tweeted Jacksonville saying he's ready to come play if they want him.
He should go play.
I'm sure he would if the contract was out there.
I bet he'd have a good season.
I bet he wouldn't suck.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy lately? He's still jacked.
He's freaking insane, dude. I've said this a million times. If we go Star Wars eventually, and we have a Clone Wars, they should clone that dude.
From the shoulder, from the neck down.
Dude, prototypical athlete, just clone him and his body and his athletic skill.
Right.
Forget it.
But you don't put the brain in there.
Well, you always got to deal with that.
You got to.
That dome piece.
All right, guys, we'll be out for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do
random next week.
We're going to do random next week, and we have the Souths. We're going to do the Souths next time.
Ooh.
It'll be good. AFC South, NFC South. Be good stuff. We're going to finish with the Norths.
Nolans.
We're going to go around the country.
I'm going to talk about Nolans.
East, South, West, North. What we're going to do.
That'd be weird.
Well, maybe a little.
Whatever.
All right, enjoy your 2 weeks. Summer's here, so go do whatever you do in the summer.
F you die, have a good Memorial Day or whatever.
Why if you die?
I don't know.
Don't die.
So we don't care.
We love you guys.
No, we don't.
I do.
Kevin doesn't.
I'm sitting here saying I do. You're saying die in a fire.
No, Kevin doesn't.
All right.
I'm just kidding. We love you guys.
Yeah. That was terrible.
I kissed.
See ya. Bye.